The two deaths were mentioned in a March report by an independent reviewer, who said the state needs better oversight of those who are medically fragile. The state would not say how the patients died, but suspended the transfer of individuals with developmental disabilities for a second time as they assess their needs. Advocates say they're saddened by the deaths. Kelly Wells is the director of the Disability Integration Project at Atlanta Legal Aid.
There's no question these are real tragedies.
But Wells says he supports the state's decision to temporarily stop the transfer of those with developmental disabilities. The transfers from state institutions to community settings are part of a settlement between Georgia and the U.S. Justice Department, which must be met by July of 2015.
I have a lot of faith, despite what we've heard most recently, that the leadership is taking everything very, very seriously.
He says to ensure deaths don't occur in the future, the community needs large numbers of healthcare workers who can take care of and support those with fragile health needs.
That's going to take investment of money, but it's also going to take recruiting. It's going to take all of the work to ensure that we've got the best professionals in the community.
Eric Jacobson heads the Georgia Council on Developmental Disabilities. He also says he agrees with the state's decision to temporarily halt transfers.
I think they should resume the transfers when they feel comfortable that they have the right providers in place to make sure those folks are safe and getting what they need.
But he says those with developmental disabilities are in just as much risk for potential harm in state facilities, and he's hopeful the transfers will soon resume. To ensure better care of those with disabilities, Jacobson says the state has to focus on provider capacity and quality services in the community.
Funding is a part of the conversation, but it's also setting standards and holding those providing services to high levels of standards.
Georgia's commissioner for the Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities told WABE, the department suspended the transitions until it gets a better understanding of what it's going to take in the community to serve those with developmental disabilities. Currently, there are nearly 300 people with developmental disabilities living in state institutions. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.